The very first time a TV viewer uttered the famous phrase,
what else is on?
Have a great May 10th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four, he said.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The operator of Colonial Pipeline that was hit by a cyber attack says it hopes to have service mostly restored by the end of the week. An extended outage would force suppliers to seek fuel from the Midwest rather than the Gulf. The Biden administration says the government will protect gay and transgender people against sex discrimination in health care. That will reverse a Trump-era policy that sought to narrow the scope of legal rights in situations involving medical care. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson set to give the go-ahead for people in England to hug again when he announces the next round of lockdown easing. The change comes in the wake of a sharp fall in new coronavirus infections. Drops in several big companies drove stocks lower. The Dow dropped 35 points today, the NASDAQ down 350, and the S&P 500 lost 44. This is SRN News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is not headline news. Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend. What's it like to be on SNL with zero comedic skills? Ask Pete Davidson. Strands of Kurt Cobain's hair are up for auction. They're the first ones Kurt tore out of his head after he found out Courtney Love was pregnant. He'd be stuck with her for a minimum of 18 years. Billy Crystal says comedy has become a minefield, which is why he hasn't tried to be funny since 1987. In sports, the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, has tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. Trainers grew suspicious when he flew into a rage after being served an off-brand of oats. And Peloton issued a treadmill recall for Peloton users, now at a loss of where to run. Let me tell you about this mystical land called Outside. This is not headline news.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Our most electrifying story really hasn't changed. It's still that Eddie Bader spent over 3 hours in the studio today and did not touch a package of Reese's peanut butter sticks that were left out. He could have easily done it. Couldn't have finished them. I saw him sitting there. I thought, well, let's see what's left. Are there any survivors in that they were all there. So I hope he's okay. I mean, I'm so shocked by this that I'm actually worried about him now. What happened in Vegas, Eddie? Just wondering. So that's our big story this afternoon. You know life is good when that's the biggest thing. Should I play that Biden clip one more time? This is astonishing. And the excuse for this is that, well, he's got a speech impediment. You keep telling yourselves that, right? No, this is not a speech impediment. What the hell happened to it? The word salad from Joe Biden. Says the exact, yeah, okay, so let's try it again. Take 300 on this show. Here is 30 seconds of the man, the leader of the free world. Make sure you're close to a toilet.
I know there's been a lot of discussion since Friday, since Friday's report, that people are being paid to stay home rather than go to work.
Yes.
Well, we don't see much evidence of that. That is a major factor. We don't see that. Look, it's easy to say the line has been, because of the generous unemployment benefits, that it's a major factor in labor shortages.
I don't understand a word you just said.
And neither do the 81 million people who allegedly voted for that turnip. It's a speech impediment. No, it's not. I hate to tell you, that is not a speech impediment. That's a man whose brain knows what it wants him to do, but the connections are failing. But what's the option? Cacklehead? Should I pull that one out? The Kamala cackle tape?
No.
Make every man in the river region impotent for a week. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I just don't want that kind of responsibility. Because that's hard. Now, we are going to play this Tucker Carlson clip. Because he wants to know why Disney hates white people. Here's a quick preview of that. Come on.
So when you hear Disney, you think of something that's very American.
That's right. So why are they being so un-American? That's what we want to know. Is that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Here he is, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors, joining us early today due to sports.
That's right. Hey, I'll tell you this, though. This is the last week. It's this season has been a lot of fun. The little guys have had a big time, and, you know, so we'll be on our normal schedule next week, but this week we still got a little left to go.
Hey, Brant, this is an opportunity to introduce your wisdom to another part of our listening audience too, because while I would love to believe that all 50,000 people tune in at 3 and stay till 6, it doesn't really work that way.
So, that's right.
And we got to plan another Tuesday visit with you one of these days too.
You know, it's going to happen. It is. I'm excited about getting back over there in studio. You know, I love it. You know, getting to visit with you and spending those 2 hours just talking it up. It's a blast, and so I can't wait. We're gonna get there.
Something you know that takes my mind away from the horrible news. By the time I get in here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the sides of my head are starting to creak. Because I can only take so much of this garbage, but I do like to check in on my little count with Invista Advisors. And I was having a really good day again today. And then when I got here, something happened that sent the Dow into the red. Although, guess what? Because you have me diverse, I came out a little ahead today. Thanks to you. So,
isn't that interesting? But the NASDAQ, again, got whacked.
Yeah.
And It just, and I love hearing that from you, buddy. I really do, because, you know, so far, our thesis is playing out really well this year.
Yes.
It really is. I mean, we just don't own all these huge tech names that have been really troubling and underperforming the whole rest of the market. But we do own the things that are doing quite well. So,
and
feel good about it.
We very much appreciate that. What was the thing because the Dow had a pretty good day going, and then something at the end of the day that Biden touts economy as job growth slows. Oh, my God. I don't know. We were playing a clip from him just a few minutes ago. In 30 seconds, he said, no, the additional unemployment benefits have nothing to do with the job market. And then he said, the additional unemployment benefits, yeah, that's why. This is just hard to believe, hard to comprehend, hard to swallow.
Yeah, they're just walking him up there, and he's giving these typical little sound bites that the market largely ignores. I'm being honest with you there. That's what's going on. the reality of what we're seeing in the market action today is just an absolute continuation of all the things we have been really, really pounding the table on. I would say now going on 10 months that inflation is, you know, 10 months ago we were saying inflation is coming. A few months ago we said, hey, we're really starting to see evidence of it. Now we're saying it's here, and all of the investments, the allocations we've made are benefiting nicely from this. You know, if you go on CNBC or Fox Business or any of these, business sites, all they keep talking about is rotation out of growth and tech into these other companies for fear of inflation and higher interest rates. It's exactly what we were pounding the table on 10 months ago.
I'm surprised.
It's all coming to pass.
I'm surprised people aren't asking questions about this now, because, like, I just saw a graph. In the last week, gas went up another 6 cents a gallon. If it keeps doing that, at some point, people are going to look at what they're paying at the pump and say, why is this happening? As the same sense, so many products that are affected by the cost of petroleum are going to become more expensive, from appliances to cars and other stuff. And once again, like, I saw butter went up like 50 cents a pound after it had been really, really almost inexpensive for a long time. I'm starting to see this at the store in certain places where you shop. What's it going to take to clobber the people of America over the head with this inflation issue so they can demand something be done instead of just taking it?
Well, you know, it's like I've been saying, you cannot print $9 trillion. You just can't do it without some sort of massive side effect, and boy, are we ever feeling it right now. And you know, the Biden administration wants to continue this. We're running these huge budget deficits. They want to do this infrastructure. That's another $2.2 trillion if he gets his way, which, as we all know, is only $600 billion is true infrastructure. The rest of it is giveaway programs.
Yeah.
And we just can't keep doing this. I mean, at some point, you know, this thing's going to come home to roost. And that's why we've been positioned the way we have, because inflation is here. The Fed calls it transitory. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they keep saying this, Greg, is because, you know, every single time that 10-year bond yield goes up 0.3%, it's practically equal to the entire military budget, nearly. I mean, if you think about it. I mean, so they're going to have to control these yields. I really think they're going to embrace this whole idea of yield curve control, which was done back in World War II, and they did it for 20 years because they can't allow the budget deficit to swell any worse than it is. In the meantime, the real rate of return, which is true inflation, will percolate and run itself through the economy. And guess what? It's people like you and me and everyone listening who are going to pay the price.
I've lived through this before. I lived through Jimmy Carter. I would not like to do that again. You know, that's
I agree.
But we don't teach history. We're busy teaching all kinds of wacko theories and things in our public schools that do nothing to prepare people for the real world, you know. It's just, I've been spending some time on that this afternoon. However, I got to tell you, you've done a fantastic job. And it certainly is a day maker to be engaged in all the news that you deal with and to watch, to make a little money, and you're doing all the work. That's what I like best, you know?
Well, I love it. I'm sitting here looking at, I've got a quote monitor, and I've pulled up our portfolio model you're in. And I see all of our core positions in the green, which is nice. And on a day, again, when the Dow closed marginally lower and the NASDAQ got absolutely whacked again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I hope, hope that others listening will see that, you know, you can start with something very modest and build it. Have a meeting with Brandt, meet the team that he works with at Invista Advisors, and get the ball rolling. 387-0094 is the number to call for that. 387-0094. For Invista Advisors. Brant, we're going to do it at 4 o'clock or 4:05 tomorrow again because it's the World Series.
That's right.
Go Tigers.
Exactly. Yeah, the Tigers, they're going to finish in first place. Is that what I'm hearing?
The Invista Tigers are, we are on a roll, man. We are just really, I'm telling you, you should see those kids of mine. They're in shape. They're ready to go. They're there's nothing but just the dust is flying up on their heels. They're burning the base, man. They're running so hard.
You are the Bear Bryant of T-ball. An Alabama legend. Get those Tigers out there and roaring. Brant, thanks for your time today, man.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Take care.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Coming up, Tucker Carlson wants to know why Disney is teaching its employees to think that our country is evil.
Wholesome, something that your kids would watch.
And we'll get back to that clip in just a couple of minutes. Right now, we have to hit the traffic dungeon, get some local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back at 4:16.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Things have quieted down just a bit as far as accidents. We don't have any new ones to tell you about right now, but we do have a lot of congestion on the East Boulevard around I-85, East South Boulevard from Troy Highway all the way down to Norman Bridge. We're busy Southwest Boulevard at I-65, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're really busy in Prattville, Millbrook on Highway 14 and in Wetumpka as well. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Sescu with Alabama News Network. Montgomery County has been passed in population by fast-growing Baldwin County, home to the state's largest beach communities in Mobile Bay's Eastern Shore. New census numbers show that Montgomery County's population dropped 5,000 people since the last census. Montgomery County is now the fifth largest county in the state behind Baldwin. Governor Kay Ivey has awarded nearly $17 million to help provide broadband services in primarily rural, unserved areas of Alabama. The 36 grants awarded by Governor Ivey to multiple broadband providers across the state is the largest amount and number awarded to date from the Alabama Broadband Accessibility Fund. The qualifying period for candidates seeking to run in the special election for Montgomery City Council District 1 is set to begin tomorrow. Interested candidates have until Tuesday, May 25th, to file the necessary paperwork to qualify to run in this election. The special election will be held on Tuesday, July 13th. I'm Ella Sescu for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you have unwanted documents? Don't miss ASE Credit Union's drive-in community shredded event Saturday, May 15th, 9 to noon at the old Hobby Lobby parking lot across from Fraser Church. Limit 2 bags per car, no businesses, please. Brought to you by ASE Credit Union, Alabama News Network, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are into a wet and stormy weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms are likely at times tonight. Low temperature in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers around at times. High around 80. Another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. And the risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, but Friday is looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think you are, Mars or something?
There's the guy that, in my opinion, was the best Weekend Update anchor ever. I studied him when I was going to be the newsman on a morning show in Miami. Studied him and Dennis Miller because they wrote a lot of their own stuff. Very witty, and if you can understand the foundation and structure, basically, it's a process of when you laugh at something, stop and think, okay, why did I laugh at that? What was the element in those words that made me react the way I did? And there's a formula to it. You can figure it out. I haven't learned it yet. I haven't made anybody laugh today, unless you enjoy watching a person become a mental patient in real time on the radio, because I'm getting closer. All right, I'm finally going to play this Tucker clip.
Good.
I always have a Tucker clip, and I'm back. I'm a Tucker fan again. He had that intemperate day the Monday after the election in November that cost him a big chunk of his audience, but he's been winning people back. He's risen from number 17. He's now I believe top in cable news in prime time. He never had to leave it. He should have, I don't know what he was thinking that one day, but it was not good. And he wants to know what the Mouskanoia is all about.
So when you hear Disney, you think of something that's very American, very wholesome.
Yeah.
Something that your kids would watch. It's changed. Disney has started producing propaganda films, not for the U.S. government, but for the Chinese Communist Party. Not surprisingly, its senior leadership has denounced its own historic cartoons as racist.
One of the things that we actually did during the course of that work was to conduct focus groups with our Black colleagues. And we got some really tough but incredibly valuable feedback, including the following statement, which I will never forget when I read it and the research results. I'm not comfortable with Disney commercializing racist content.
It's almost worth saving that tape. So here you have someone who's clearly not very smart, rolling her eyes. And because she does some kind of in-house focus group with like 11 people,
your kids don't get to watch the movies that you grew up watching because some unhappy person whose name we'll never know decided they were racist. Now we're learning that that's just the tip of the iceberg. Disney is training its employees that the United States, the country that produced Disney, is in fact evil.
Yeah, just getting started. An internal memo from Disney to its employees has been leaked. And it's not good. Again, this is goes hand in glam with critical race theory and all this other crap that's being out there. Instead of just letting people, I thought there was a kumbaya in process or in progress over the last, well, certainly in the 70s. And now comes this time where we're not all about being one big American family. We're literally in this critical race theory, and that's all it is. You can have a theory, you can have a thousand theories. Doesn't mean they're true. But it's being taught anyway in public schools, and you're literally painting bullseyes on little kids' backs because they're being told this group's problems are all your fault. You were born evil. You were born a racist. That's a great thing. That's a swell thing to implant in a kid's head. On the other hand, why not get the other side angry so they can blame the kid who hasn't even been around long enough to even know what all of this stuff is, make them, feel free to attack. This is so sick. But unfortunately, it doesn't come home with the homework. Parents, I think, are oblivious because it's not just this school district in Cleveland that woke up and said, you know what? We're not funding another penny to you monsters until you stop this. Of course, the best way to stop it is to just take your kids out of those schools and do whatever the hell you got to do to put them in a private school. Of course, that doesn't work either because we found out, what was the school in New York that, I mean, this really high top dollar academy that you literally have to know somebody to get your kid in. When one father saw what they were being, it's the same garbage.
Yeah.
The same garbage. If this is such a racist hellhole, why are so many people risking life and limb to get in it?
There's a cartoon out, political cartoon out about that. Have you seen it?
Mm.
I'll send it to you.
I may have.
Like all these people begging at the border wall. Please let us into the systemic racist and white supremacist country.
Yeah. Wearing their newly minted Joe Biden, because he, after all, is the ultimate rainbow of America. Anyway, we may or may not go back to this. I actually want to... I got a Norm clip that kind of gets into his excellence as Weekend Update anchor that I would like to play. And we will get to that. Two summers ago, I literally was dreading electric bills because I wasn't paying attention. I forgot to do one thing that would have saved me hundreds of dollars, more than I ultimately did save, and that was get my spring tune-up from Clark's. In the meantime, when the first $500 electric bill arrived, I don't know what I was thinking. Do we need a new unit? What's going on out here? Finally got Clark's out, and it turned out that the outside unit was just clogged with grass because it was running while the lawn was being mowed. And it sucks all those little things in it. It gets clogged and doesn't work very efficiently. That means higher electric costs. And energy costs, by the way, are going up. And one of the best ways you can hedge against that, since it is the biggest energy consumer in most homes, is to get a Clark's Club membership and make sure it is tuned twice a year, like last year and this year for me. I've used them in previous years. I just don't know what I was thinking, but I didn't get them out for the spring tune-up. So I had to learn that lesson the hard way, and it cost me at least $400 or $500 extra And I don't have that money to waste. I'm still mad at myself, in fact, 2 years later. So I had them out this year before the end of April, and we're ready to go. After they visited and cleaned, the same situation keeps occurring, by the way, with the grass clipping. So if yours, get a Clark's Club membership. They can come out. They'll make sure that the outside unit and the inside unit are both clean and running efficiently. And they have an amazing team of plumbers available, too. And when you're a member, you got 24/7, 365 service with the best people on the planet, too. They know what they're doing, and they're great to have in your house. 277-2125, a call of that number starts your Clark's Club membership, 277-2125. Or you can visit ClarkComfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back. The Riverbend Brew Fest Brews and Blues Festival Friday, May 14th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25, include a commemorative tasting glass, and will benefit the Family Sunshine Center. There'll be food vendors and live music provided by the King Bee Band. For tickets and information, visit MontgomeryAL.gov. Tickets also available at Dirk's Filet and Vine, sponsored by Dreamland, Allstate Beverage, Blue Water Broadcasting, and the City of Montgomery. Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of congestion on East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up to I-85. Then it continues on over to Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road, very busy. And we're also congested in front of Baptist and Alpha at Narrow Lane Road this afternoon. That's our busiest spots. Everything else is light to moderate, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Shopping is incredible at Premier Place. Shop Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
I'm looking over this privilege checklist that Disney is making its employees participate in. This is so insulting. How privileged are you? Check all the boxes that apply. I'm not making this up. You couldn't, as David Blackman likes to say, make these people up. Box number one says, I am white. So right away, there's a mark against you. I've never been discriminated against because of my skin color. Unless, of course, you've been declined because a company had to fit a quota. I mean, that's discrimination. You can't fix discrimination with more of it. I have never been mocked for my accent. I've never been told I'm attractive for my race. Has anybody heard anybody say that in 50 years? You're very attractive for your race. Where are they coming up with this
crap!
I have never been called a racial slur. Does honky count?
Probably.
Because I hear it is, and somebody said that, a couple of people have said that to me on the phone. You know, the people that run with the 1965 calendar. I have never been a victim of violence because of my race. Really? A stranger has never asked to touch my hair or asked if it is real. I am heterosexual. Boy, this.
So if you're.
I'm already, I mean, I may as well kill myself based on this checklist. And you know who put this together? People who check every one of these boxes. How else could you come up with this genius system? I've never had to come out. So what? I had to come out. I didn't have to. I did. As an alcoholic and an addict. Because I wasn't ashamed of it. I was tired of living with that. That's coming out, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I have never been called a derogatory slur for homosexuals. I have never tried to hide my sexuality. I'm always comfortable with showing affection to my partner in public. I have never pretended. What does this have to do with doing a good job at Disney?
Yeah, nothing.
Not a damn thing. Mm-mm. But this is what happens when the left keeps knocking on your door and demanding stuff. You end up capitulating. I couldn't work with that.
How in the world is that a part of imagineering? That is so opposite what they proclaim.
There must be 100 effing boxes on this checklist. 100, at least. So what's the cutoff? How many of these do you check before, well, we can't have you around because you're toxic? Or you're too privileged? This is all nuts. It's just freaking nuts. I went to summer camp. I went to private school. I graduated high school. I went to an elite college. Aren't these things that we strive to do? What does that have to do with privilege? My parents paid at least some of my tuition. Have you ever had a scholarship because you belong to a certain group? That's privilege, isn't it? When that's all you have to do to qualify? I've never had a roommate. I've always had cable internet. Oh, my God. I should blow my brains out right now. I've had cable and internet. That's apparently another form of privilege. I cannot believe what I am looking at here. So think about it the next time you want to spend money with the mouse.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Spring is here, and new sale prices are blooming daily at the Cavco Outlet. Shop our huge selection of ribbons, silk flowers, and home decor at prices you'll love. Our talented designers have created a beautiful selection of graveside memorials and floral arrangements available for sale. They also design custom wreaths, bows, and floral decor created just for you. Cavco has a great selection of home fragrance products, accessories, and gift items. Remember, your best deal is at the Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are into a wet and stormy weather pattern for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms are likely at times tonight. Low temperature in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, scattered showers around at times. High around 80. Another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. Wednesday's high in the low 70s. And the risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, but Friday is looking nicer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you missed it, here is the best part of Elon Musk hosting Saturday Night Live.
Thank you to Miley Cyrus and the rest of the cast. I'm Elon Musk. Good night, everybody.
That was the best part of Elon Musk hosting Saturday Night Live.
What a ridiculous... I haven't seen the ratings on Saturday Night Live. I'm going to guess that they were up because he was on the show. I mean, he's a great example of somebody who's done some pretty amazing stuff. But some of the cast members, I guess he didn't check off or checked off too many boxes on the privilege list.
Yeah.
That Disney is, ugh, they're disgusting. I will never spend another dime with them. Forget it. I'm glad everybody's outgrown the Disney years. They suck now. Hello, Terry.
Hey. Okay. From what I've heard, and it's always a good source from where I hear this from, we're about to have a gas shortage because somebody either hacked the system or whatever it is. Don't know if it's nationwide or just state or just city. But we're about to have a gas shortage. And since 1979, Democrata all day long.
Yeah, that story's been around for 2 days. You know, the Russians
hacked
a pipeline in the Northeast, and the last thing we need to do is start panicking and going to drain every gas station in town. We're going to have it fixed soon enough.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I remember 1979, Jimmy Carter, 8 gallons the first.
Well, here's Jimmy Carter back in the White House, except he's older and uglier.
I know.
What do you think about
that?
Thanks for the call. Don't go running to the dam. We actually had somebody call this show back when it was on AM, like 12, 13 years ago, and mentioned something about a gas line outside a station, wondering what was going on. And before we were off the air at 6 o'clock, there were lines at every gas station, and most people didn't understand why. There was no shortage. But there will be if everybody starts hearing that. So I better go fill up my tank. Yeah, so that was a real Russian hack, by the way, not the Russian collusion turd that the media made us eat for 2 years. That was a real deal. What's Biden doing about it? How come the media isn't up his ass 24/7? What are you doing about the Russians? Where's the media doing its job? How could this happen? What kind of national security does this moron in the White House bring? This 47-year political hack. Sharon?
I just called to let you know that you are so spot-freaking on with schooling. I earned my degree to go to Huntington College, and it was hard. You know? But it was worth it.
Yeah.
And you are so spot-on because it wasn't easy. You know, I had to have a certain GPA. And I worked hard to get it. You know?
And oh, no, you were privileged.
Years old when I did it.
Well, according to Disney, you were probably, that was probably just part of your privilege.
Oh, I can't hear you.
Now, this is look. The worst thing about having a great success, and I earned mine, I didn't get it because of a privilege.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I had a skill I was fortunate enough to discover and work on and made tons of money with it. But I left out a very important step in that process. My career was growing faster than I was. And ultimately that snapped and I had to come back to earth, and I was hungry and homeless and scared. And I went through every damn thing on this list. And the only person I blamed was me. It wasn't my color. It wasn't not my hair. Whatever. but we're teaching people to feel sorry for themselves and blame their failures on anybody but themselves. And it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
So good for you. I applaud your diligence, your hard work.
You did a good job. I did a good job. I think everybody should pay attention and follow our lead.
Yeah. That's basically the, you know, all of this insane. This isn't progressive. This is regressive thinking.
I agree.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. Well. Hi there, Yaz fan.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another story. Bill Gates' divorce tied to Jeffrey Epstein. When are we going to throw his ass in jail? Go ahead.
You remember last Friday, you went right out of time for my song.
Oh, Yoga Pants?
Yeah. I figure everybody, with all the crap going on right now, everybody needs at least one little laugh now and then. So.
Yeah. let's see. You want the Tim Hawkins version, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll play it right after 5 o'clock.
All right. Cool.
So don't make any plans. Thank you, Yes Fan. Okay, I'm pasting it in now. Rosie's watching. Rosie would never let me lie. At 4:46. Now, this, I wish this checklist, this privilege checklist, was in a format that I could put on social media and ask people, this is what they're doing. This is Disney teaching people to hate themselves, to hate others. My parents pay some of my bills. My parents pay all of my bills. I don't rely on... How can you... I mean, at some point, like most of these things have applied to almost everybody. I've used prescription drugs recreationally. I never had an addiction. Guess what? I did. Does that make me any less white? No. This is so not, this is just total garbage. How privileged are you? Not as privileged as the a-hole that wrote this. Not even close. The interesting part is the person or persons that put this idiot checklist together, why don't they just deal with their own issues instead of inflicting them on everybody else, you know? They're like, someone that I worked with once who was constantly negative. And I said, you know what you are? You're a carrier. You're a carrier. You're okay, but by the time you're done, everybody else has been infected with your attitude. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yes, and it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, life is, we're here to learn. And this is not teaching anybody anything. And I'm especially horrified that little kids, I don't know why it is, but the left seems to be determined to steal the childhood from every kid on the planet. You're born a racist. There's no redemption for you, and you have all this privilege, and it's your fault that this one over here is, it's crazy. When they should all be at a playground together playing skip. Hopscotch or something.
Hold on.
I can't believe the lunacy that's running the system right now. Let's visit. You know, it's always a good time to love what you drive. Let's visit Jack Ingram. Certified pre-owned Volkswagens and see what's happening there. The Jetta, an awesome car. That was Janelle's first. And they have a 2020 Jetta with only 4,600 miles on it. Under 19,000. So it's got over 30,000 warranty miles left. It's black. It's gorgeous. The interior is pristine. You would never know this car had a mile on it after going through the pictures. That's how you beat the system. It's got a few thousand miles on it. It's got months, maybe several years of warranty coverage, depending on how much you drive. And the full 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper protection on that Jetta. They have a couple of Passats, slightly larger sedan, also with low mileage, 6,000 on the white one, and the gray one has 9. They have a couple of 2020 Tiguans. That's an amazing SUV. That's the one I checked out the last time I was at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. And the big muscle of the Volkswagen Atlas, they've got a 2019 Atlas, 3,800 miles, and at a price that's jaw-dropping. Check it all out at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Why is that Beetle still sitting there? Somebody go buy that, please. I'd appreciate it. And let them know you heard about them here at jackingramvolkswagen.com. That's the place to get started so you can love what you drive. Hello, Ward.
Good afternoon, Greg and Rosie.
Hello.
Greg, I agree with everything you have said so far. I mean, there's not a whole lot I can add to it other than just the epitome of foolishness and divisiveness. And it's not going to bring anybody together.
No.
You know, trying to, you know, force these types of policies or whatever you want to call it on people. So, you know, it's going to have the opposite effect. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, it's just very frustrating that there are people, you know, in positions of leadership or power who feel like they still need to play this game and force this down everybody's throats. I mean, they see, you would think that they would see how the general public at large really pushes back against this, but they've doubled down and they keep doing it anyway. And
that's how they react to everything. If we haven't spent enough trillions, let's spend more, because we're not willing to look at the actual process and outcome.
Right.
We just know we're right, and we're going to stay with it until...
Just go down with the ship.
Yeah. And they want to take us with. You want to go down with the ship, go sink, go drown, mm-hmm. I don't care. Yeah. That's your choice.
Yeah. Right. Well, quickly, before I get off, I also wanted to call. I don't know if you brought it up yet. I don't know if you mentioned it this morning or if you talked about it this afternoon yet, but have you seen or have you heard where Montgomery County lost 5,000 residents?
We were just talking about that during the break, and I put it on Facebook over the weekend. Why is such a... I love it here, but we're losing people. We're not gaining people. And that, you got to think about it. Consider the growth of Prattville and Wetumpka, Deetsville and Millbrook over the last 10 years. Houses get snapped up very quickly. But why is the overall population of the county shrinking?
The people who I talk to, I mean, it has to do with schools. For the people who have school-aged children who don't put their children in private schools.
Right.
And then it has to do with the crime in general, just how the city is not very safe. So I moved from Montgomery in 2014. I live in Elmore County. I live up north of Wetumpka, sort of between Wetumpka and Eclectic, like you're going toward Lake Martin in that area. But it's great. I love it. You know, that whenever I hear a gunshot, it's not somebody shooting another person or gang banging. It's somebody shooting a turkey or a deer, or they're just out, you know, target shooting. So responsible people.
Two officers wounded over the weekend.
Yeah.
You want to defund the police? Get the hell out of here.
And I actually saw some of the response to the officers who were shot. I was leaving Wetumpka, headed south into Montgomery, and I had these law enforcement vehicles just flying by me, headed to, down 231 south into Montgomery. And I happened to just luck up, if you will, and drive right by that neighborhood and saw about 50, I'm not kidding, maybe 50 or so law enforcement vehicles, from state trooper cars to sheriff's vehicles to police vehicles, and they were all gathered around a particular car that had it surrounded.
Yeah.
And so I knew that an officer must have been shot if that many law enforcement individuals were responding call.
I'm out of time, but thank you so much for a good call.
Welcome.
By the way, Rosie, take a look behind you. What is that?
I was going to say, Greg, you were right.
Elon Musk brings rating lift to SNL. So to every cast member, I don't want to work with him.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
Go to hell. Get another job. That's show business. I don't want to work with Elon Musk because he triggers me. You know what that person needs? A shoe in their ass. I mean, with a point on it. This is just, we're devolving into a nation of babies. And it's kind of scary because some of us are getting up there. We think ahead, you know, well, what if I live to this age? Who's going to take care of me? These whiny-ass little babies that can't get through a day without sucking their thumb or crying because somebody looked at them cross-eyed? Get over yourselves. Go fight in a war. Live through some rationing. See how it is elsewhere if this is such a hellhole for you. Honest to God. Our pandemic is self-pity.
Yes.
And it will. It will. One person at a time destroy us if we keep teaching people self-hatred and hatred of others. What happened to the kumbaya? I thought that was the goal of all the changes. You and I witnessed this in our lives, Rosie.
Yeah.
Things are so different now than they were 50 or 60 years ago. It should be much better. Yet, nobody wants to talk about the blood that spilled in our inner cities and those lives and wants to even contemplate a fix. It just gets worse. I heard the term to describe Chicago, Detroit, New Orleans, even this town, Murderopolis. And it ain't the leadership in these towns. In almost all these, Atlanta, their mayor's quitting because she had to reinstate that officer that she intemperately fired because she didn't have the guts to stand up to the mob. So it became a bigger problem. So Ms. Bottoms is not the mayor, won't be the mayor of Atlanta. She's not going to run again. Because she'd be running against what? Her idiot decision policies. Because this is what happens. Mob rule. I don't think these people represent even 10% of the country, yet they're running it. They're running it from top to bottom right now because nobody wants to deal with the hostility. So, okay, what's it going to take to get you off our back? What do we need to do? Capitulation, capitulation, capitulation. Hitler knew something about that. Nobody wanted a war. He knew that. So he just kept taking more land and violating the treaty that ended World War I. And, Neville Chamberlain, they all bent over for him. And what do they get at the end? They all got a shoe with a sharp point on it up their butts. 4:58. Dennis.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Hi.
Spent Mother's Day at Seafood Bistro, and we were hurting when we left there. It was so good.
I love hearing that. That was a great... you know what? We had a nice call this morning from somebody who took their mom to Bomb Hours. We love it when people take special people to the places that support us. So good for you.
And it was really, really yummy.
You know what? You reminded me. I've got to get over and see my good buddy, Mr. Paul.
Don't!
And bring one of Roz's favorites home one of these days. Thank you for the call, Dennis.
Oh, absolutely. But on the thing about the Disney?
Yeah.
You know, that's a bunch of crap. And the thing is that the more and more companies that are doing that, you know, they think that the conservatives, people which are a majority in this country of all races, are not noticing that crazy mess. And, you know, they are losing billions of dollars from us shifting the way we spend our money. So,
hey, some are already feeling